Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Peter. I'm a computer scientist and software engineer from Norway. You have my handles and my website, my Mastodon handle over on the right side. If you want to get in touch, that's my nickname on pretty much all of the various platforms where you can find me. What I'm going to talk about today is NIM and C, and I've subtitled the talk "Reaching the Stars by Standing on the Shoulders of Giants." So there are a lot of languages created every day, and just a quick show of hands, like how many here have tried their hand at making their own language? Okay, they're decent chunk. So you can create your own language and you can have all of these nice features, but as soon as you get one user, you get tricky questions like, how do I calculate an MD5 sum, or hopefully a SHA-256 sum? How do I download files from the internet? How do I do this? How do I do that? And at that point, you need to start looking into creating libraries. And obviously, you don't want to create them all yourself. A lot of languages, in sort of to bootstrap the environment of libraries and packages, will allow you to use libraries from a different language. So, for example, Clojure and F# will allow you to use Java and C# packages because they're built on their respective virtual machines. TypeScript, ClojureScript, they both compile or transpile down to JavaScript. So they will allow you to use JavaScript functions. And SIG and NIM and a lot of other, including probably all of these, will also allow you to use C language or C libraries. But just quickly before we get going, what is NIM? We got a small introduction, but so NIM is a compiled language, creates tiny binaries that you can just send through an email and the other person can run it on their system. It's a statically typed language, so all type information has to be known on compile time. But it has type inference, so for example, sum and count, NIM knows that those are integers. Same for the line and the for statement. The line's iterator only ever returns strings, so line has to be a string. It also has a lot of like clever types, so you can have, for example, an ID stored as a distinct integer. So you can't take an ID and time it by two. And you can write a procedure that only takes IDs and won't accept other integers, even though they are stored as an integer. It also, importantly for this project, it has a flexible